Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people. Oh my God, it's such a gorgeous day here in Southern California. A little cold, but beautiful and clear, and the birds are singing. I love to hear the birdies in the morning. I hope you had an awesome week. I had an awesome week, but challenging in some ways, and awesome. Got the stitches out of my eye. It looks pretty damn good, I got to say. Happy about that. Got to do the part of a really bad character in an animated film. That was a lot of fun. And got to go see, and she's part of our community, a beautiful one-woman show by Anzu Lawson last night. And to my great surprise, a lot of it was about her life and her ups and downs. And she was gracious enough to include me. I was astounded. I was sitting in the audience and she talked about when she found my acting class. And it really touched me, you know, really felt good. So only two spots left for Creation Station, guys. Two spots. If you want it, grab it now. And oh my God, the webinar on violence, the clarity that they gave us around why people are committing these atrocious crimes with the guns and everything. It just, oh my God, when they lined out exactly what was driving them, it made so much sense. And of course, you know, it all starts within us. How peaceful are you within you? How much love are you within you? Because, you know, the buck stops here, guys. And whatever vibrations we are living in within ourselves, those ripple out to thousands of us. So you are so much more important than you will ever know. Okay, I want to talk about two things that are coming up in the work right now. You know, we've done so much work on our little child. And now, during the private sessions, a lot of things are coming up about the teenager. Now, most of us have some horror stories from our teenage years, right? Where we're going with that when the channel takes me to teenager is new beliefs or beliefs that are really impounded during the teenage years. So I invite all of you to look at your teenage years. You know, the biggest memory, you guys will laugh, or maybe not. The biggest memory I have of my high school years, well, there's two. One was being made fun of by all the boys, who I bet now wish they hadn't done that. Mwah-ha-ha. I mean, like, my maiden name was Bowers, and I would walk into the cafeteria, the very, I mean, we had 700 people in our class, and somebody would yell out, "Hey, there's stuck up bowels." I mean, stupid, idiotic stuff like that, but it made a huge imprint on I'm not accepted by crowd, which now equals the really highly successful crowd. Okay, that's how we make that connection. And I am conscious of working with those feelings a lot of times now in my adult life after realizing this work like I do. So look at your teenager. The other thing, and you know it's so funny, is I was homecoming queen. I was head cheerleader. None of those things replaced the embarrassment and the shame I felt when I walked into that cafeteria and somebody yelled that out and everybody laughed. I'm the only one that can take that memory and go, you know what? They were teenage boys and blah, 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 and reason it out. But I'm the only one that can go, you know, I'm not going to let that run me anymore. What do I want? I'm accepted and I'm respected. Right? It's been a lifelong journey for me to turn that one around. And the channel is saying, and you have. Hallelujah. So I want you to look at your teenager. What beliefs maybe were created during your teenage years or heightened during your teenage years? The next thing, I have my daughter to thank for this. You know, she called me and she was all emotional. She said, "Mommy, I just am exhausted trying to watch my thoughts. I'm exhausted trying to figure out what I should say and what I should claim." Okay, that's not what it's about, guys. That is not what it's about. So I'm going to give you the simplest way to create. Everybody go to your love place. And your love place is anything. Makes you smile and makes your heart open the minute you see it. An animal, a place in nature, a tiny baby, anything. Okay. Now, think about one thing you want to create. One thing you want to create. Now go back to your love place. I already have that, and it feels like this love. So in my case, I already have that respect. That honor. Wow, that feels like love. Easiest way to create anything. Okay? The third thing is, they took me to core belief number 10. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. Or, I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. And I said, what's this about? What's this in regards to? Why are you taking me to this for the show? And they said, because you all have to understand that the only place you create is this moment right now. So choose to be stuck in this moment. If you're going to the past, going, I can't do it because of that, or I should have, would have, could have, wish I'd done it back then, or you're going to the future going, gosh, I hope I can create this in the future, gosh, I hope I can do this, gosh, let me see. The past and the future will only be created in this moment. So this is the moment of the rest of your life. Okay, invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. All right, let's all join together. We're directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are. And we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Anybody's switched. We're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Good. We're all good to go. Okay, Susan, you say you have a testimonial. You're on.
I knew I'd be first. Yes, I do have a testimonial. And by the way, I came in just as you were saying, working with that teenager, and a light bulb went on. I'm like, oh, wouldn't a webinar on working with your teenager be awesome?
Already on that it. We are in sync. Thank you.
Anyway, so my testimonial is, I'm so happy that I started my AA program. Thank you, Reba. I'd love to get in touch with you because I just really feel connected. And miracles have happened because every morning I always direct my day. And if anybody's not doing that first thing, directing your day like we just did, just with the little thing that you just said, directing your day, you start that. And what I've been doing is directing my day every single morning. I never, never, ever stop doing that. And I have had miracles happening. For instance, I just received a letter saying that I'm going to be getting $100 more per month towards food.
Awesome. Great.
Just out of the blue. And I have also...
Yeah, see, it always appears like it's out of the blue, guys. That's the way it works. It always appears that it... I just got an offer for a huge movie. I didn't know it was out there. I didn't audition for it. And it seems like it came out of the blue. So, yeah. That's the way it works. Go ahead, Susan.
One of the other things I always do when I do my little morning meditation, when I ask to direct my day, I always ask that my day be in complete unity with all energy, that it is easy, that everything that needs to be shown to me, my high self, my God self, shows me as I need to do it, and I do it easily. And in, you know, total peace, total joy, jubilation, yes, everything. And it's just beautiful how it's working. My question, I do have one question that is in regards to working with our chakras. Because we, you know, we have not just the seven, but we have 12 chakras totally. And as we work with our chakras, I was listening to some things on YouTube that were advertising that you have to, in order to activate your chakra, your wealth chakra, you have to listen to two different frequencies. And they had a program that you pay so much money to buy.
Yeah,
their program.
Yeah, I bet they did. That's not true. Not according to my channel. All you have to do is direct the energy to complete what you want.
Yeah.
When we said I am directing all my chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction, it does it all.
And I also add that my chakras then activate my, because you know how we only use a certain percent of our DNA. I direct that my chakras activate all of my DNA as needed. And everything that I need for this day is coming to me, flowing to me in complete ease, harmony, joy, love. And I just, that's how I continue my day every single day.
Susan, that's awesome. And none of those things could be happening if you are self-medicating with alcohol. That's why it was so important for you to love yourself enough
to
get off that and get clean. Okay.
That is exactly true. So that is exactly what I am doing now.
Okay,
I found a fantastic AA group to go to. I'm on the path.
Good.
I love myself so much. Thank you so much.
I'm really
for your
proud
help.
Of you for doing that. You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay, Andrew in Switzerland.
Hello, dear young lady.
What are you doing in Switzerland?
I came for a vacation to visit family and friends and letting my inner child come out and find the moment. And I wanted to call you and just share, really, unless something comes up. But I just, you know, it's amazing when we're in the now, because a couple of weeks ago I heard about my car accident, and she was bringing something negative in with regards to the settlement, and it sort of brought myself down a bit. And when you were talking just now at the beginning, it was exactly what I was feeling, was we just focus on the now and be in our love place.
Yes. I get that there's still an opportunity there for you to get more money. Is that the right question? Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Okay. So just be open. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come through the car thing, but it may be made up to you through different ways. Do you understand?
Yeah. And I've been healing here. I went and did the Atlas, but I sent you a link, because I know when I talked to you about this thing that I was going to do here in Switzerland called the Atlas Prophylax, I sent you the link so you can have a look at what I was talking to you about.
When did
and
you send
I
that
had,
to me, Andrew? I don't remember
a couple
getting
of weeks
it.
Ago.
Oh, I don't
it
remember.
It was like the week after the show, I think. A week after.
All right, I will look
I talked
for
with
it.
You.
I will
if you want,
it.
I could resend it to you. But
okay, that'd probably be easier.
Yeah, I'll resend it. But the treatment really helped, because it to my brain again, and it was just so very powerful. And the person I went to in Lucerne, she is such a beautiful energy. Her space was really awesome, and I'm just like, I'm enjoying myself today. I went and visited this great aunt who is almost 99, and it'll probably
oh my
be
God.
My last time. And it'll
yeah.
probably be my last time that I'll get to see her. And I had
Good
such a lovely
you.
Visit. It's carnival time here, so I'm having fun and just enjoying myself with my family and seeing them. So
beautiful.
I realize it's important to be in the now, because like 20 years ago, when I was while I was still pursuing acting, I kept revolving my life around the acting. Versus leading my life and letting the acting follow me. Because
yeah.
when you let something revolve around that thing that you want,
you
and
push it away.
You cut off your life. Yeah, it should be the other way. Live your
yeah.
life and let whatever follow.
You literally push it away. You have to know what you want, feel the love around it, allow it to be magnetized to you. That doesn't mean you don't go to auditions and you don't get an agent. You don't do the stuff, you know. And while you are creating the parts, you allow the right things to come to you. Okay?
Yeah.
And anyway, that's a metaphor for everybody. Okay,
but
sweetheart.
I'll talk to you when I come back, when I'm back in Toronto.
Please, and send me that link, okay?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I can't believe that you mentioned teenage years, because I have all week been thinking about my teenage years and how I cried all the time about these boys and how my trauma was so apparent in my behavior. And I've been wondering what to do with it and thinking about what core beliefs and just feeling the pain that I was in as a teenager.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And yeah, and so I only have one grandchild and actually kind of one constant family member, and that's a granddaughter who's going to be 12 next month, and she's entering that phase. And I think, you know, it's bringing that up for me. Anyway, just talking about it, I feel so sad about
it. Well, they're taking me to core belief number 20. When I value myself, everyone else has to abandon me.
Yes.
That's kind of how I felt. I felt like people were abandoning me. Even the people that didn't instigate it didn't rise up to speak against it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Some of my good friends left me to go be a part of what was called the popular crowd. Now, why I didn't think I was part of the popular crowd when I was a cheerleader and all, you know, it doesn't make any sense, guys. What makes the only thing that matters is how you felt inside, right? So they're saying one of the biggest beliefs that we need to redirect around our teenage years and our teenager and what they went through is, when I value myself, everyone else values me also. Now, I can even see that in my acting right now.
Well, I can see it in my life right now. I live in one of these, you know, regular old Florida condo buildings where there's always a clique, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of on, like, I could be in the in-group, but I can see how I, and that would be fun, and it would prevent me from being so isolated. But I see how, I've been seeing how I keep myself out of it, you know, and how I'm recreating, like, how I'm
even in your dialogue, baby, you called them a clique. That's a teenage word.
I
know.
That's why I
well,
said it,
but,
you know, I mean.
And that's got to tell you that's
what I'm
your perspective. Yeah, that you need to shift your perspective. They're a group of people that are already together, and you would like to or not like to be a part of that group.
Yes, thanks for that, Dee. The behavior is like the isolation. I've been doing this thing where I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm addicted to movies recently in this last year. I've always been into film in a big way, but I just like, anyway, I'm not going to get into a bunch of story. I'm just, you know, I'm just really, that
okay.
core belief is something
I
need to deal with.
I want you to understand, Johanna, you can't sit at home and watch movies and be by yourself and to be a
right.
part of the group of people that are socializing.
Well, and I can't have a life, really, because I need to get out.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the ways you abandon your own creation, by doing
yes.
that.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm seeing myself do that, as well as having all these memories of my teen years. That's been my week.
Well, good. So now you are empowered to look at those teen years and know what you want to redirect so that you become more powerful in your adult life now. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you bet. Oh, I'm so glad I brought that on. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Yeah, thank you for bringing that on. hello, it's been a while. Yeah, that's actually something that's been coming up for me just randomly in the last couple of days. So,
isn't that crazy how we're so connected? Yeah, I want everybody to take a breath and see how bloody connected we are all are across the miles, across different states. You know, energy is energy is energy, and we're all communicating with each other about the next place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
absolutely.
So what's your question?
So I had something that I actually came across a couple weeks ago that I wanted to bring up, and it goes back to a few shows, you know, end of last year, I think. There was something that came in around integrating and aligning our autonomic nervous system along with, because it was separate than our direct, like when we direct our energy, Hara line and heart, it came through to integrate and align the autonomic nervous system. So that came back in for me a few weeks ago around, and I did some research and learned some stuff about the whole system, and it's, what I found interesting is involuntary unconscious response. So that's all of our digestion. And I thought, oh, that's
and
really
our
interesting.
And our
thought patterns.
Yep.
So I've been directing every day everything to integrate and align with myself, my energy across dimensions and the portals and all the stuff that's come through the autonomic nervous system. In the water of me, and I have been getting messages from a massage therapist, different people that I have to detox, drink lots and lots of water, detox, and I'm having some intestinal stuff, and I'm just wondering what's still missing. Like I don't mean to say it that way, but it's like
that's
I feel
not
like
the
your
right
daughter.
Question. That's not the right
okay.
question. What's missing? They're saying. Well, okay, we have to look at this now. You've opened up a can of worms. So the channel is saying we all have to detox and nobody has to detox.
Okay, I like hearing that because
Well, let's get clarity. If we all need to and nobody needs to, there is a more definitive understanding. And we are asking the right question, and we don't have the highest understanding. Okay, am I going to a core belief? Yes, this page here, 1 through 5. 1, 2. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. They want to change the word trying. I don't know what I want, so I give up creating. Okay. So
I've been very specific directing my day, and I've been very specific in my journaling. So
yes,
what,
and there's one thing you don't know that you want around health.
All righty.
So have you been trying to fix your digestive problems?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
been,
well, stop there.
Well, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if I'm necessarily consciously doing it. So back to the autonomic nervous system, I am focused on bringing it all in balance. And,
well,
and,
yeah, but
and
no,
I'm
no,
hyper-focused.
No. Guys, you can't, we can't focus on fixing something and have it already being fixed.
Yeah, but I have these rashes. So what?
Okay. So that's what you really want to know about. You see, that's what they mean. You have to really know what you want to create. So what you want to create is clear, healthy skin.
Well, and yes, a clear flowing. It's like all internal, right? Coming out through your skin. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, but the core is the way to get into the answer is the skin. That's
okay,
what
clear.
Brought it to your attention in the first place, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
Jeez.
Clear, healthy skin.
But
and the weird thing is my mother's got, she's totally covered in a rash herself.
Give
which
me
I
a
think
song,
something
please.
Connected.
Give me a song. And take
baby,
a breath.
Baby, hold on. Baby, hold on.
Okay. Well, what's that about? What's that song about?
Baby, hold on to me. I think it's about loss of... Oh,
yeah.
God, this is all tied up.
So
loss,
is your mother
loss
sick?
Of relation.
How old
not,
is she?
Not that I'm aware of. She's 80.
Yeah. You're going into the fear of losing her, and you're trying to hold on to her. And that's what she's trying to hold on to life and trying to hold on to you, and you're trying to hold on to her, and that's what the rash is about.
Okay.
So... So you are itching and breaking out. Well, it's really about the fear of mortality. Those
yeah.
are the highest words. And,
okay.
you know, guys, almost every day I go on the news feed, somebody else in their mid-70s has passed away.
Right.
And I have to consciously go, okay, they consciously chose to leave. I am consciously choosing to stay and be healthy.
Choosing to stay. Okay.
Okay. I allow them. So just think of clear skin. And go to your love place. Clear skin feels like that. Tell your body you love it. Because right now you're kind of judging it.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. It's helpful.
You're welcome. You bet. Okay. We're going to Miss Heather in Nebraska. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. What can I answer for you?
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you about
spit it out, woman. What do you want?
I had gotten oh my gosh. I want to know if I should write a book. And
well,
I talked to you about
me.
It before.
Don't ask me. Do you want to write a book?
I think it's kind of supposed to be a movie, not a book, and that's what's confusing me.
Well, yeah, but a lot of movies are made out of books, honey.
Yeah, that's what you told me before. It's like, what do I just need to start writing?
Yes. If you're called to
okay.
write something, start writing.
Yes, I feel like I'm definitely, I got upset with you, I'll be honest. On the last day of class, I was taking a class with you on
what
a conscious
class?
Creation.
Was it
that?
The Shift Network or?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, the best class I've ever taught, the Shift Network class, guys. If you can still order it, it's the best overall program I've ever done. But go ahead, you got upset with me because why? Did I yell at you?
No, it was my. No, it was my fault. I did not tell you. What I was trying to get at. I told you I was confused. And you said, well, that's easy. You're God. And I was like, okay, well, in my mind, I didn't accept that I was God in that moment. And I did not tell you the full and complete. I wasn't confused. I had found the source of my confusion, because when my son was stolen, I kind of had lost a lot of my memories. And I have to go to my parents to ask questions about myself for my past. So my homework sent my dad, who was a Southern Baptist preacher.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
He really blew his mind. So I wasn't giving you the full stuff. I was confused.
Okay, but Heather, right now, do you want to know, sweetheart? Do you see
how you talk around it?
What do you want to know?
I think you already told me that I'm just supposed to start writing.
Well, yeah.
I wanted your help because I thought...
No, you didn't want to take the responsibility of making the decision in case you weren't successful.
Yes.
Well,
yes, you're right.
It doesn't work that way, baby.
But it's not that in case I'm not successful. It's in case I want to get the right message across. It's the message.
I know, but Heather and everybody out there, if you don't do what you're called to do, you're never going to get any message out. If I said no to the channel about doing this work, I would never be changing and encouraging and expanding the lives that I've worked with. Ever. Got to say yes. You have to say yes. And if you're waiting for God or the guides or the angels, it ain't going to happen. You were given free will on this plane to make your own choices and decisions. That's why the first thing in creation is know what you want. You know you want to write. Start writing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Heather, don't ask anymore. You already have the answer.
Thank you. I do.
Okay, baby cakes. You know,
thank you.
I want to address something too. Two or three people in the last week have mentioned that I yell at people and that they were afraid to ask me on the air because I yelled. I would like some feedback about that because I don't think I do. Never my intention to disempower anybody. Yes, sometimes my Baptist preacher comes out and I get really passionate about what I'm talking about. And yes, I won't let you get away with any bullshit. That's why you call me. But to yell at you and belittle you, if you think I do that, I need to hear that so I can start looking at it. Okay, guys? Please let me know. Brenda in Connecticut, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
I'm just getting so much out of this call, and now it's making me question what my question is. But basically what I'm trying to find out is I'm in a new relationship, and it's been a long time for me, so I'm used to doing things on my own. But my question is it possible to like everything about someone and yet when they have tension or even direct something at me that makes me feel bad, for, you know, I have to learn to say in the moment, you know, what's going on or that doesn't make me feel good. But even if I do,
well,
how do I know if I really want to be with a person that's doing that, or am I creating that?
Well, yes, we create everything. So let's ask what the belief is in you that creates him, what, criticizing you?
It will be these bursts of anger or impatience.
Okay.
And I
so, all right,
react
that's enough.
To
that's
it,
all
but I, don't,
I need. Well,
yeah,
so
I don't tell him in the moment.
Belief. Yep, see, I do not have permission to love who I am. And if you, guys, if you don't have permission to love who you are, then you are inviting in people who will express that to you so that you can come forward for yourself and go, look, I hear you and I love me. And I want to work this out with you, but I, when you use that tone with me, I go into reaction because it makes me feel like I'm not loved. So can we?
Yes, it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong, like I'm being told you're doing something wrong.
Which is not being loved.
Right.
Okay, which comes from your dad. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So until we learn, we all attract a mate that exemplifies some of the qualities of our mom or a dad so that we can work out and redirect the things that are holding us back. So I get that he absolutely can hear you because he is, this is his, I don't know what I want. So when you come forward knowing what you want, it pushes him into reaction, like he has to fight for what he wants, but he doesn't know what he wants. So you guys have to, I don't know what I want, and I don't have permission to love who I am. And when we get into this exchange, I feel stupid and not loved, and he feels like he has to come forward in a powerful way because he's afraid he doesn't know what he wants.
It's funny you're saying that because that was one of the things I wanted to do is to, 3 days later when it was safe to think about it, I wanted to say to him, and I wished I had said in the moment, what do you want?
Yeah.
Because it's not,
well,
it's never about it's never about the specific thing that he's kind of semi-blowing up about or getting a little nasty about.
It never is with any of us. You see that on the show all the time. It's always about something that's driving us from our little child or our teenager. So when it happens again, I want you to take a big, deep breath and say, I love you and I love me. Can we calmly sit down and talk about this so that we can rectify this in our relationship? So that
we
can stay together.
I have a big smile on my face about that.
Okay. So that we can stay together, because, honey, that's what he wants too.
Yeah,
okay?
I feel there's a quality person and a lot of shared qualities and interests.
And you're correct. But we all have crap. You know, Lanny is an electronics engineer. He's anal. He's anal about everything, and it drives me crazy sometimes. And I'll have to look at him and go, sweetheart, I love you, and I don't fucking care. I just don't care how that electronics works. I know it's important to you. And so it's important to me, but I really don't care how it works. And then he laughs, and then I laugh, and then we move on. But if
it doesn't have to become personal.
No. but it's plugging you into your daddy little girl scenario that makes you feel judged and not enough. Well, mm-hmm. love yourself more than to know that and replace it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. We have time for one more. Gina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Thank you for a great private.
Thank you. Yeah,
doing
the privates.
Work.
My God, the privates have been off the charts this week. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so what's coming up for me is I'm now in this new phase of purchasing my family's cottage, and I'm just, like, I woke up today really sad. I don't know if it's possible, and I don't,
well, then it,
I don't,
then
I don't even know
not.
What the question is. So
then
the question is, am I the owner? Am I, yeah.
I don't know. How are you defining yourself, Gina?
I am defining myself as,
God, you guys
it's a
know
really good
how,
question.
This, how the work works. However you define yourself is a direction of energy.
Yeah,
if you don't know that you're
myself.
An owner, you will go through the next 2 years of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth trying
yeah.
to figure out if you are. That's
yeah,
not
I think where I go. Yeah. Okay, so I am the owner. Where I go south is on the financing. Like, how is this going to happen financially?
Okay, not your job.
Okay.
The universe cannot bring you
okay,
solutions until
yeah.
you've chosen and committed.
Okay, perfect. All right.
So I didn't know how it was possible for me to make enough for January and February when I had to have this eye surgery and I couldn't work. Because I everything's so affordable on my healing site, I make my money when I act. So I said, you know what? Not up to me. I'm just going to feel the money and just love it. And universe, you're my partner. Bring it to me any way I can win it. Somebody can give it to me. And that's when all those residuals came in. And then I got a voiceover job, which didn't have to look like anything this week to do that. Right? So the universe figured it out for me. And I knew it was possible, felt the love around it, knew I was going to be taken care of, that I always am taken care of. And when you live there consistently, you have proof that you're taken care of, and then it just happened. But you got to do the work first.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Is there anything? Yeah, that's...
That was a good way to end the call today.
And to end the show. Thank you, baby.
Yeah,
yeah, guys, I want you to get up every day and go, I am easily creating everything I want, and I know what I want, and I know everything I want is possible. Okay? Whether I win the lotto or get a windfall or somebody dies and gives it to me or I find it on the street, I don't care. All I know is I love money. And the universe knows I love money. So bring it on. All right, let's say it together loud and proud. Whoa, in my heart space, I love me. And I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.